It's part three of my September 2013 road trip to Toronto, Ontario, and points beyond. I remember saying that the last time I did this. I just stopped for gas, filled up a little IQ, and went to use the restroom, much-needed restroom, after my first coffee from this morning. Met a bunch of German tourists who were very enthralled with my car and were asking me all sorts of questions, and I was using the very minute amount of German that I could muster to tell them the size of the engine. It was 1.2 liters. Don't ask me why I had to say that in a liters in a German accent. Hope I didn't insult them. But it was funny. They were asking me all sorts of questions about how fast it would go or it could go. Was it a hybrid? A few other questions. But yeah, definitely attracted quite a bit of attention. I just listened to Dean Reed's audio boo on social networking. And quite timely, actually, to have listened to it, because it's been about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks now, that I've avoided some social networks, Facebook principally, because it was taking up a lot of my time. Now, as many of you know, I belong to a writer's group, a new writer's group that was spawned off from an old writer. Excuse me. Hang on. Okay, sorry about that. I had to do some ahems. This new writers group that I'm with, composed entirely of women other than me, myself. Oh, I'm so lucky, eh? It was spawned off from the last writers group that I was in that didn't go so well for a variety of reasons. What I want to do is, well, we have a project to put together a book, a small book, entitled, well, we were thinking of The Four Seasons, but that's been so used, you know, by either Vivaldi or Alan Alda and many other people. And I'm not 100% sure what we're going to call it. Maybe The Seasons alone, or I don't know. There was a name I had come up with, and now I'm drawing a complete blank. And what the premise of this book will be is each one of the writers will take each season and do with it as they please. So, for instance, and I remember talking about this a long time ago, but one writer might take spring, as in the season, spring as in an object, spring as in the name of a small creek. Spring, it could be the name of somebody. So it doesn't really matter. It's the same thing with fall. It could be autumn, as in the season. It could be a fall. Somebody fell down, hurt themselves, and they describe what happened. Much like I did way back in February of this year. I'm just trying to think of, you know, winter. Winter could be the season, but winter could also be the name of a person. And so we're leaving it up to the imagination of the writer to come up with their four stories loosely based around this premise of the seasons, or at least the names of the seasons. I've decided to do mine on a genre of science fiction that I have started really liking recently, and that is steampunk. I won't elaborate on what steampunk is right now, but safe to say that I started writing something, and I don't know if it's the premise, I don't know if it's the fact that it opens up such a large world to me where I can just create everything from the ground up, that it's very invigorating. But I found that Facebook occupied a lot of my time and a lot of my preoccupations, unfortunately. I fell into a dark hole, I suppose, of sorts, and I wanted to get myself out of it. The other thing I've done too, and I've also mentioned on Audioboo, is I've stopped listening to the news. Not because I want to be ignorant of what's going on around me, but I want to concentrate more on, say, perhaps local news by reading local newspapers. And what I mean by local is really the neighborhood. Find out what's going on with my neighbors. Talk to my neighbors about what's new with them. And cut myself off from the negativity that is often associated with a lot of the bigger medias and what they're pushing and the agendas that they're pushing. And let's not kid ourselves, a lot of that agenda is to do with selling ads and selling products. So with those two things, I've discovered something. I have more time for writing and thinking about my writing. I've been thinking a lot more about Audioboo and audio in general, including my Virtual Montreal webpage and associated Audioboos that are coming. I'm thinking a lot about my music. And, you know, recently I did an improvisation on the piano and I really enjoyed it. And In fact, I took an evening and I think I sat at the piano for almost 3 hours just noodling. I've done the same thing on my guitar for about an hour. Several nights now. Not quite in a row and not quite sticking to any kind of practice routine. Just noodling. Just getting my fingers back. And I think that cutting out the news and cutting out Facebook has removed a stress in my life, a real needless stress. And, I just wanted to elaborate on that after Dean Reed's excellent audio boo on social networking. That's not to mean that I won't partake in social networking. Maybe I'll do a little bit more on Twitter, be it direct messages to people on Twitter or retweeting interesting things. Perhaps using it to elaborate further on, you know, Virtual Montreal or maybe even my writing. Who knows? I'm not sure where that's going to take me. But definitely, I feel reinvigorated a little bit by having done this. It's something I've been meaning to do for quite some time. So as I approach, I'm not even sure where I'm approaching. I'm at exit 659. The GPS isn't really telling me where I am at the moment. Only that I have to do another 259 kilometers to my first destination, which is that very advanced retail store I was telling you about in my previous booth. And I should get there at 10 to 1. So I'm still on track. I'm currently doing 120 kilometers an hour indicated on my speedometer, but the true speed is only 117, so I'm comfy. I'm coming up to a sign here. It says 298 kilometers to Toronto, and yet the GPS is only indicating 258 kilometers to my first destination. So obviously, I'm not sure what that sign's pegging Toronto to be. Perhaps it's the core of Toronto. Maybe it's Toronto City Hall, which is a ways from where the store is. So that could be it. But I'm not sure if it's entirely 30 kilometers away. But doesn't matter. It makes for interesting introspection as I continue my road trip for September 2013. And I'm going through the heart of Ontario here. It's very desolate here. There's not much out here. And I'm noticing that some of the trees are turning. I think it's beautiful. It's going to be a very beautiful fall. And I hope to bring it to you in soundscapes and photos in Virtual Montreal. Thank you, and catch you at part 4 coming up in about an hour. Well, a few minutes for you, but an hour for me.